ambulance. What's the town or suburb of the emergency?
Mesaville.
Okay, Josh, tell me exactly what's happened there.
Just driving through the street here and I saw a car hanging out at the car park and the guy just sitting in the car dazed out, drilling. So I've just done a U-turn and pulled in and, yeah, he couldn't, can't move, his legs aren't working.
Okay, did he tell you what's happened at all, or...?
He kept telling me he was fine, but he was struggling to talk a bit.
So is he awake, conscious?
Yeah, yeah.
And is
yeah.
he breathing?
Yeah, just, yeah.
So I've organised for paramedics to come and help you now.
It was that call by 28-year-old Josh Collins that saved the life of Ken Kipping just 2 days before his 70th birthday. This is Mr. Kipping.
Being a good cook, I went down Norderday Chinese Takeaway and I drove into Noosa Junction, parked the car, thank God, and went to get out and of course I was completely paralysed down one side.
Ken Kipping grew up in Townsville. He's lived a happy, active life with his wife and five children, working as a football coach and even the Veterans Affairs Advisor for the federal government under both Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd. On the 10th of September 2015, he suffered a severe thrombolytic stroke, leaving him paralysed on one side. He says on the days before, he felt nothing.
Nothing. I felt good, felt a bit hungry. You don't even know it's happening. I thought I was talking, making sense, but my mate, the ambulance man, and Josh said I was talking drivel.
Josh Collins, the Noosa Good Samaritan, found Ken on his way home from work.
I was just driving home from work around 8 o'clock and it was a different way to what I'd normally go. Going through the junction, quite busy, a lot of cars. The first couple of cars that went past in front of me, they were driving a bit slow. So as I went past, I just looked to my left and saw Ken inside his car over the steering wheel. And yeah, just got this gut feeling that something wasn't right. So did a U-ey and come back around. I thought he was actually had a few drinks. Slurred his speech. He kept telling me that everything was fine, but everything was real delayed. Kept trying to tell him to put his car in park because it was still in reverse. So he must have been still trying to complete his park when he had the stroke. But yeah, he just couldn't even do that. His side of his body was paralysed.
So driving around Noosa, Josh spotted a 70-year-old man slumped over the steering wheel and he felt totally compelled to pull over and stop. I guess it's interesting to note that Josh says there were a number of cars that actually saw Mr. Kipping and that drove past and did nothing.
Yeah, well, they just slowed right down and went around because his car was still out in the road slightly. So when I went around and seen him, the car behind me went slow as well and I thought they might have stopped, but they didn't. So hadn't it been for the cars going slow, I probably would have just not looked and kept going because those cars, car after car. So.
Psychology lecturer at the University of the Sunshine Coast, Rachel Sharman, says there is a scientific and sociological theory that explains why people didn't pull over immediately and help Mr. Kipping. And it's something to do with our ability to assess safety.
The bystander effect's more of a social thing. So what you're doing is you're reading the social information from everyone else. So if everyone else is ignoring someone who's lying on the ground or walking over them or walking around them, you're sort of then assuming that they know what the problem is and the problem is not serious and that they don't need to help that person. What we've often seen is if two people race in to help, then 20 people will race in to help. And if two people just ignore them, then 20 people will ignore them. So yeah, it is often the people who are first on the scene who set that scene.
Dr. Sharman says deciding who we help and who we ignore isn't always sinister, but as human beings, we do look at things like age, sex and race before approaching situations.
It doesn't surprise me to hear that it was a young male because they're less likely to be worried about their own safety, particularly if they're looking at perhaps an older gentleman, whereas, a young female might look at that and think, oh, I'm just not so sure. I'm not sure what this is and I'm not sure if I want to put myself in danger. What I would say is if you're in that scenario is to just look a little bit more closely, at least take a double take and try and process the scene a little bit more in more detail and try and decide whether or not this person really is a risk to you or whether or not you should go up and help.
If saving a life isn't enough to convince us to all intervene and help when we can, maybe this is.
And my youngest daughter's getting married on Friday and Belinda, I'm going to be there to give you away, pal.
Mr. Kipping has made a full recovery. He says he's embraced exercise and a healthy lifestyle and he's getting ready for his daughter's wedding. Mr. Collins also says he feels so grateful that he pulled over to help, and he's encouraging more people to reach out.
Don't hesitate if you haven't got a gut feeling that something's not right. Just check it out. You never know. Could save someone's life.